Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Friday, March 20th radio broadcast. Well, the Lord is good to us, ain't he? Amen. Let's sing a little. Y'all ready? God is so good. Y'all ready? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He's so good to me. Amen. I tell you what, God answers prayer. Can you sing that? He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. Now, how many of you believe he's coming again? He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good to me. Now sing with me now. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Let me just say this. Now, I'm not asking for places to preach. I want you to understand that. But I am available in these days to do missions meetings if you'd like for us to come by your church and explain to you all that gospel broadcasting is doing. I got to tell you, we are doing a ton of stuff. And it's more than just a radio ministry. We own 3 radio stations, and we've got the Gospel Pulpit, the daily and the weekly. We've got a call for revival, and there's more things coming. I'm working on another project that I'll be able to announce, Lord willing, in the summer. And if you'd like to have us come by your church, I'd love to come by, take 10 minutes. Some of you already did that. I appreciate the good pastors that have had me come. And it just seemed like there's more and more going on. We got our Reaching America project, and I want you to help me pray about that. We're asking 1,000 people across America to give $10 a month for the next 1 year. I hope you'll do that. And most of all, will you spend a little time praying for this radio preacher that God would help me, that God would fill me with the Holy Ghost, that I might do what God would have us do. Let's go back to our message today on conquering Canaan. I hope it'll be a real blessing as you listen from the book of Joshua. God, are you going to die, brother? I don't want that, amen. I don't want to get discouraged and have a bad attitude, amen. I don't want to have that in my preaching. Well, I love you now. I thank God for you, amen. All right, so Jonah, he won't die. Bless his heart. I don't know if he really wanted to die or not. He said that. I tell you, sometimes we say a lot of things, don't we? Amen. Well, anyhow, let me move on. Amen. Another thing is we can be discouraged sometimes by the actions of others. Now, I go think about the Apostle Paul. by the way, Joshua is going to have some people that remember those the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh when they started back over Jordan. And remember, they built an altar in good faith, and somebody went and gossiped and run them out and said, "Why, they're starting a civil war." Boy, you imagine that probably discouraged Joshua. Actions of others. You know, listen, let me say this to you. Hey, if you're at the ball game on Sunday, you're the discouragement to your preacher. He's looking out for your spiritual life. Amen. I'm going to help the preacher. Some of you preachers think I'm against you. I'm going to preach for you. I'm going to help you a minute. If you're laying out of church on Wednesday night with your kid at the football practice, you're a discouragement to your preacher. Did you know that? If you're not in your place on Sunday, you're a discouragement to your preacher. When you decide to quit singing in the choir, you're a discouragement to your preacher. When you decide to lay down the Sunday school class, you're a discouragement to your preacher. When you decide, my friend, to quit singing specials in the church, you're a discouragement to your preacher. When you decide to quit playing the piano, you're a discouragement to your preacher. Amen. When you decide to quit tithing and giving, you're a discouragement to your preacher. When you decide to quit missions giving, you're a discouragement to your preacher. Amen. Did you know we're affected by the actions of others? I've had people drop my support. And the devil comes and says, "Boy, you ain't going to make it now. Oh, it's over now. You're done now." Then somebody, God would lift me up. Amen. Well, I think about Paul. Paul's over there in the Roman prison, got a few days left. Verse number 9, chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, the Bible said, "Do thy diligence," talking to Timothy, "do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia." Now Crescens and Titus had not forsook Paul. They were just doing other works. But Demas had forsook Paul for this present world. Now you think that didn't bother Paul? But yet Paul went right on that. And the Bible doesn't say that Paul was discouraged. But Paul was human. I believe it bothered him. I sure did. You think it didn't bother Elijah? When he said, "How long halt you between two opinions?" And nobody really stood up and said, "Yes, sir, brother, we're for you." They had a contest. They cheered like a ball game. Why, the glory of God and the fire fell on the people, looked and said, "The God, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." Like you'd won a contest or something. They wasn't serious. You know what discourages a preacher more than anything is no sincerity. And brother, we're living in that day. You can't get people serious about God anymore. I was preaching in a church not long ago. And I just preaching along, wasn't really preaching against anything. And I said a little something. I heard some woman in the congregation go, "Huh." I mean, people, they so bold, they'll just do things out loud at the preacher. You know that? I've had them leave out and won't shake my hand at the door. I had one woman got so mad at me one night, she could eat me if she could have dissolved me up into powder and took me for with a drink of water. I believe she'd eat me. She's so mad. Amen. And let me tell you something, folks. Let me tell you something. I don't come in places to make people mad. And that ain't my goal. It ain't my goal on the radio. I want to help you. I want to encourage. But I want you to realize, amen, that discouraging, sometimes the actions of others discourage people. Your actions have a big, did you know, husbands and wives? I don't ever want to do anything to discourage my wife from reading the Bible. I don't ever want to do anything from discouraging my wife from prayer. I don't ever want to do anything. I don't her do anything to discourage me. My wife's an encourager to me. My wife's a help to me. My wife, a lot of times she'll say, "Well, this right here would be better for the ministry." And she's right. Amen. And let me say this to you. We ought to be an encouragement to each other. Let me move on. Try to finish this. All right. Amen. All right. Now, another thing we can be discouraged about. Discouragement can come because of hardship. Sometimes people just get tired in the way. And by the way, we all get discouraged. Every one of us do. In the book of Numbers, Israel asked Esau, could they go through their land? Esau said, "No, you can't go through my land." And Esau came out against them. And so Israel had to take the long way around. Now in Numbers chapter number 21, verse number 4, the Bible says, "And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way." People get discouraged. I get tired. The devil always gets you the most discouraged when you're the most tired, right? Sometimes I think, you know, I'm just too hard with people. Sometimes I think maybe I'll just quit the radio. Maybe I'll just go off the radio. I mean, I ain't doing any good anyway. And most people don't like to hear me anyway. I think then I'll get a letter from somebody. It says, "Dear brother, I listen to you every day. And I ask people not to bother me while you're on or call me, whatever." Boy, that lightens my heart. Then I get a letter like this. I got a letter not long ago. "You're the most honest preacher I've ever heard. Why, brother, let me say that." Then I'll go to a church somewhere and some little 10-year-old will come up and say, "Will you sign my Bible?" And there's a fire. Gets burning again in my soul. Friend, I preach because I love you. I love this great nation. I grew up in an America that had character. I grew up in an America that had some preaching. I grew up in an America that had the power of the Holy Ghost of God on it. Brother, I've seen God take His hand little by little off this place in the last 30 years especially. I've seen God, really, in the last 35, 40 years, I've seen God begin to lift His hand off America. And my friend, listen, I've seen our old men go to glory. And I've seen our young men compromise and a lot of them become liberal and a lot of them become fixtures of the contemporary church movement. And I want to say to you, it's discouraging as a preacher. I'm honest with you, it's discouraging when I hear about all these so-called recovering fundamentalists. It discourages me. It discourages me when I see people in churches that used to be on fire for God and they're not on fire anymore. And they're fussing and fighting, kicking each other and being mad at each other and holding grudges at each other. Friend, you need to lay all that down. You say, "Preacher, you don't understand what they did to me." I don't give a flip what they did to you. And neither does God. You need to get out of a state of discouragement. Some of you are discouraged because your church is not where it used to be. Some of you are discouraged because your pastor maybe is not where he used to be. Listen, you can't put your hope in a church and you can't put your hope in a man. You got to put your hope in God. God can revive. God can still work in this day through the power of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing." Preachers, let's take heed to this. "For in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Boy, sometimes the seasons seem like they're long. Oh, sometimes the seasons seem like they're long, don't they? But I tell you, we're going to reap if we faint not. Amen? I don't want to faint. You know what? You know what? One fellow said this, don't throw your ticket away just because your train's going through a tunnel. I want to ask you a question. You prayed for something for 30 years. All of a sudden, you lay down your prayer list and you quit praying for it. When you get to heaven, you prayed all that time Jim would be saved. And you get to heaven and God said, "You know what? I was getting ready to answer that on the next prayer." Young man, you prayed for a wife, but God didn't come fast enough for you. And so you married some little girl in the church that everybody thought you ought to marry. Now you're in divorce court and you got 3 kids and she's left you. And you quit praying, you gave up. And when you get to heaven, God's going to say to you, "Son, I was getting ready to send you a wife on the next prayer, but you quit praying." Young man, you want a church so bad you can't stand it. And that's good. There ain't nothing wrong with that. The Bible said if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. And boy, you prayed and prayed God give you the right church. And all of a sudden, your friend got you a church and you got over there and you're in a mess. And when you get to heaven, God said, I had you a church ready on the next prayer, but you didn't pray it. I wonder how many blessings we've missed by not praying the next prayer. My friend, listen, I love you. Don't you ever make no mistake, Brother Ricky. Don't love it. Don't be discouraged. There's one thing Joshua could not do. If he was going to conquer the Canaan land, Joshua could not be discouraged. I want to ask you today, are you discouraged? The Bible said they were much discouraged, by the way. The Bible said in Joshua 1:9, "Be not dismayed." My friend, listen, I want to tell you something. We should never be discouraged. Amen. Take everything to the Lord in prayer. Amen. That's right. Amen. Take everything to God in prayer. Amen. Let me just give you this in closing. Did you know discouragement spreads? I don't have time to read it, but in Numbers 13, you go and read it. These 12 spies went over there into Canaan. Two of them came back and said, "We can." 10 of them came back and said, "We can't." And that discouragement spread through the whole congregation and caused them to miss the promised land by 40 years. There are people that had to go on to heaven. And they died. And yet when they get to heaven, they miss the promised land. Even Moses himself missed the promised land because of rebellion. And that was a 40 years of waste, 40 years of going around and around the wilderness. Why? All because of discouragement. You say, "Preacher, our church ain't done nothing in 20 years. Why? All because of discouragement. Pastor, if you'll start praying again, and I mean really praying and fasting and getting a hold of God, you can see God revive. You can see God do some stuff. You may not be the most eloquent fellow in town. You may not have the most education in town. I don't either. But let me tell you something. God will use anybody if you'll just be available. I love you, friend. I hope the message has been a help to you. Father, take this message. Use it for your glory. I don't ever want to be mean. Sometimes I feel like I'm mean with people. Lord, help my preaching to be loving and sweet and kind, but help it also to help people. And then save that one that's nearest hell. In Jesus' name I pray this prayer. Amen." Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Friday, March the 20th. It don't hardly seem like it, but boy, I tell you what, we're just breezing right along in the year, ain't we? Amen. Well, the Gospel Pulpit is on this station Monday through Friday. Many stations carry our 30-minute weekly radio broadcast, and all of these broadcasts are available at gbiradio.org. That's gbiradio.org. Until Monday, goodbye. God bless you is my prayer. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawther, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.